What did I just do? I done did something. Oh, wait. I just did something. Anyway, I got to go to music. We got some music I want to play. I don't want King's assassination to go away without playing his last speech, his most jarring speech. It's not one of my favorite speeches, but like I said, my favorite collection of talks were his Massey lectures. Or maybe if I had to pick just one, it'd probably be Why I Oppose the War in Vietnam. But this is still a historical and significant for African people. So, like to hear it? Here you go. No, let me see. I want to play some music. And like I said, Dr. Booker T. Washington's birthday is yesterday. And Wednesday, I'm going to talk about black leadership, the evolution and devolution and the dysfunction of black leadership and how we can transform our concepts of leadership to actually be more functional. So leaders become somebody more than just people we follow, but people we can hold to account and people that can produce tangible outcomes and results for our people. Okay? So I'm going to have some music. I want to play when I think of the industrial philosophy of Booker T. Washington. This song always come to mind. So Raid the Barn. So we're going to hear some music. After the music, I'm going to play some King's last speech. But you got a lot more show to go. It's 9:03. We're going to be on the air till 10 a.m. Again, you're listening to The Bro Diallo Show, broadcasting live out of Q4 Studios. The Bro Diallo Show airs every Saturday. No, frick. No, and never. We're not on the air Saturday. We air every Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And every Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., you can listen live. You can call in live on Q4 Radio. Check out www.que4.org to find out more about Q4 Radio Studios, the Q4 Radio Station, and Q4 Projects. Again, this is Bro Diallo Show. It is April 6th. Rest in peace, Bobby Hutton. And rest in peace to the great Toussaint, and the struggle continues, and we will win without a doubt. Peace. Oh, wait, that's the worst one. Sorry. Let's try. Come again, Selecta. Here we go.
Nobody want to plant the crown. Everybody want to read the band. Who you are go blame it on? When it's a next man, you are depend upon. Well, you're wrong. Nobody want to plant the corn. Everybody want to read the band. I've seen you on a song. Can't compete with Kelly's John. I was looking at start. Just a little ease up. No one would help me push that hole and cast them a lot. Never take me serious. So many goals and tasks as patrols I pass every day. My Lord, I have to pray on my way. They never realize it's a little corporation. We could a unify, relieve the frustration. Instead them want to ride up on them bread about no tears, no cares. If him evil did stop our job. Nobody want to plant the corn. Everybody want to raid the barn. Who you have to blame it on? When he's a next man, you are the pen fan. Well, you wrong. Nobody want to plant the corn. Everybody want to raid the barn. You have to sing your own a song. Can't compete with Kelly's John. I feel pleased when I take a little ease from a long day of work. A sense of achieving to no one contributing, doing my part. Ooh, this is my comfort. I know there is a reward for every trying man who walk this land with an intention to do good for himself and every man. Just a meditation. Nobody want to plant the corn. Everybody want to raid the barn. Go blame it on when it's a next man. You are the pimp and when you're wrong. Nobody want to plant the corn. Everybody want to raid the barn. I'm
be sing your own song. Can't compete with Ellis John. Well, I've been up from early this morning. Never drink no tea, me never eat no fried dumpling. Never seen no one to strengthen me on me journey. No, me make a change, all of them want fi friend me. Want fi take it all. No mind if me stall. Them no business if me back against the wall. This I live in sometime make me ball. Seems like there ain't no love after all. Nobody wanna plant the gun. Everybody wants to read the band. Who you have to blame it on? When it's on its man, you are deep in pan. Well, you're wrong. Nobody wants to plant the gun. Everybody wants to read the band. Happy sing your own song. Can't compete with Ellis John. I was looking to start. Just a little ease off. No one would help me push this boat and cap. Them a laugh. Never take me serious. So many goals and tasks as patrols I pass every day. My lord, I have to pray on my way.
Them never realize with a local corporation we could a unify, relieve the frustration. Instead them want to ride upon the bread and back.
No tears, no tears, if him even did stop our plan. Nobody want to plant the gun. Everybody want to read the band. Who you are go play me time? When he's a next man, you are deep in.
Why worry when I know you can pray? Remember, don't the system of life lead us astray. Yo go yo yo, yo go yo yo,
seek Jah first, everything may come after. Jah the shepherd, Jah the sheep of his pastor, Lord the right and truthful Messiah. So we pray to the Lord and Savior. Seek Jah first, everything may come after. Shepherd of the sheep of his pastor, Lord the right and truthful Messiah. So you pray to the Lord and Savior. Oh, what a day that will be. Walking down the street with milk and honey, hand in hand with his majesty. Mount Zion will meet for you and me. Round the rainbow circle throne, with the man with the crown, I and I sat down. May remember him say, seek Jah first, everything will come after. Jah the shepherd, Jah the sheep of his pastor, know the right and truthful Messiah. So you pray to the Lord and Savior. Seek Jah first, everything will come after. Jah the shepherd, Jah the sheep of his pastor, know the right and truthful Messiah. So you pray to the Lord and Savior. Everything will come after. Jah the shepherd, Jah the sheep of his pastor, Lord the right and truthful Messiah. So we pray to the Lord and Savior. In this time when trouble wanna blow your mind, try to move forward but you're one step behind. Hope the ladder of success them no one see you climb. Fall on the Lord our Savior divine. Seek Jah first, everything will come after. Jah the shepherd, Jah the sheep of his pastor, know the right and truthful Messiah. So you pray to the Lord and Savior. Seek Jah first and everything will come after. Jah the shepherd, Jah the sheep of his pastor,
own savior. Oh, what a day that will be. Walking down the street of milk and honey, hand in hand with his majesty.
Why, whoa, 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 whoa. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working although things were red. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working although things were. Down here in Babylon, running well steep. You got to be strong to stand firm on your feet. You may sometimes lose faith and find that you get weak. Remember, Jaja promised the earth to the meek. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working all the things way. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working all the things way. Every workman is worthy of his pay. Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. It is my wish, before I am old, to retire, sit and judge a veranda, giving praises forever. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working all the things way. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working all the running's way. It is a sticky situation, working for the boss man. Work 5 days, only get paid for one. What's going on needs an explanation. The only thing I can say, robbery with aggravation. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working all the things way. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working all the running's way. Down here in Babylon, running's well steep. You got to be strong to stand firm on your feet. You may sometimes lose faith and find that you get weak. Jaja promised the earth to the meek. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man, working on the running's way. I am a family man, working for my children. I am a family man.
Also, the DJ, watch yourself. When they come, they come here, my girl. Come with a rum. Move out of the way to get pulled over. Chop. Them a come, so they want contest. So them a come, so they want contest. Chop. Them a come, so they want contest. Them a come, so they want contest. I know any DJ, they can go to Sikota. Me come here, me meet Buddha, me and me chopper. And if me try to test me, me chop off your shoulder. Me me cut off your neck and cut off your finger. Me me go in at your belly, cut out your liver. And me me cut off your kidney, out of your structure. And if you're feeling sick and want to see the doctor, you better pack your suitcase and come go see the cutter. Because you know, say, cutter, rap me, you're the well-known butcher. Don't me sick up on the rhythm like a horse rider. Come on, say, ragamuffin, cause you want like paper. When me come and dance, all I am the danger. And enough DJ, them and go like them big. But listen, cutter, rap, you know me well. Positive and positive and positive and negative and negative. Me hold the microphone, you know me massive and big. Enough DJ, them at about the lodge. Now take the ragamuffin, take me fin, no camouflage. Listen, ragamuffin, me a the owner for the yard. And anyway, me go lord, me ma your shoulder. Maybe go in at your belly, cut out your liver. And maybe cut out for your kidney, out for your sugar. And if you're feeling sick, I want to see the doctor. You better pack your suitcase as you're the city cutter. Because you know, say, go to rap me at the well-known butcher. And I listen, ragamuffin, say me well dangerous. Rambo, me Rambo, I know, say me rough. Not just the ragamuffin, I test all purpose. A boy try a thing, say you must bite the dust. Come me wicked down while on the cold profile. Don't you know, Cutty, and the suffering child. Call and Cutty, wrong car, you're no reptile car. While me wild, I'm well versatile. Wicked, wicked, down well positive. Solid, 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 solid. Damn massive and big. Enough for me brain, say me well sensitive. Call and Cutty, wrong car, you think positive. Listen, Cutty, wrong, say me full of knowledge. School, where me go no Jamaica College. North and South, say me think positive. Anywhere me go, say me massive and big. North and South, down we in a east. North DG, say they don't got no peace. To them chats like it tiny, them a the least. Me car, Rambo me Rambo, no send me rough. When me come a dance, I'm just dangerous. This ragamuffin sweet and delicious. No dibby dibby DJ can broke me thermos. Don't test me feet and get me nervous. Because no any DJ can contest the cutter. If you try to test me, me chop you with the chopper. And I listen for the wrong pan the mic center. No me sick up on the rhythm like a ass grinder. Come call listen ragamuffin, I am the danger. And me go down by me knee, I'm afraid to charger. Me say charger, give me strength and give me power. Then me walk up for me Bible, read the scripture. I slap this DJ, leave from out. Me say none of them can come and cross the border. Come listen ragamuffin, say me jack like pepper. And I hear the DJ, then can go to the cutter. Come me hear me meet code, and me hear me chopper. If you try to test me, me chop off your shoulder. Me we cut off your neck and cut off your finger. Me we go in at your belly, cut out your liver. And me we cut off your kidney, out of your structure. And if you're feeling sick, I want to see the doctor. You better pack your suitcase and go see the cutter. Because you know, say go to Rami and they will know and butcher. No me say go pan the rhythm like a horse rider. Go long, say ragamuffin, cause you want like pepper. Anyway, me go, I am the danger. Me ram up every crib, it's rolled every corner. Go long, ragamuffin, you roll the powder. A boy try a thing, he get turned over. Go long, ragamuffin, you are the danger. And enough DJ, they matter about them big. But listen, go to rap me, it's like Philly the kid. Thing down, deliver
everything. What do man them that? Give me them! Yeah. Rider! I'm on the divine, I'm on the divine, a natural girl that is mine, yeah. I'm on the divine, I'm on the divine, I'm on the divine, a natural girl.
Yo, 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 yo. Look, woman, yo, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Any day now, me ready fi up front you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Only funny man alone do that one bump you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Fire fi a boy if he want fi backbench you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Me ready fi go up front you. Woman, I want no man fi come meet her fuck. Say she want a man fi make she real and drunk. Say she want a man fi give her the tree chunk. Fire fi the boy go eat it like lunch. Fire fi the boy drink it like fruit punch. Fire she go put pan them booger man stunt. Fire she go put pan them lesbian stunt. This black woman a know the judgment about. One day a hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Any day now me ready fi confront you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Only funny man alone who da one bump you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Fire fi a boy if I dump them one dump you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. I'm ready for up front you. Right now me say me want the woman them plenty. Give me them in a tens and give me them in a 20. Woman alone me say me want in a me documentary. In a me country a woman alone a get entry. Hunt them from London straight back to Coventry. From St. Mary's straight back to Senti. No time at all me bedroom no fi empty. Give me the woman them me say me need them. Where you want me just a hunt you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Any day now me ready for confront you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. hunt you. Fire for your boy if I dump them and dump you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Man from Rima and Gyard no one find you. Hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. Man from Spanglass and Jungle. After you no hug for no boy come grunt you. After you no tire for no boy come pump you. After you no punk for no boy come punk you. After you no circus for no boy come stunt you. After you no cat for no boy come chump you. After you no garbage for no boy come dump you. After you no fence for no boy come jump you. Hey, see the construction ready for up front you. Woman, you hunt you, hunt you, hunt you, hunt you. And then, wula, 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 watcha, watcha, watcha. I'm searching the fame. I'm searching the fame. I'm searching the fame. A natural girl that's his man, yeah. I'm searching the fame. Girl, that is when me go hunt Southside and me go hunt Tellaville, hunt back bush and me go hunt Danville, hunt Rockford and hunt Warwick Hill, all for Peen Waterhouse and me go hunt Tower Hill. Everyone we see you see them want get the kill. Everyone we see you see them want pay your bill. All around the woman them straight on the hill.
Strangest feeling I'm feeling. But your love we will always believe in. Though you may think my fate is in vain, till Shiloh we chant Rastafari's name.
Thank you very kindly, my friends. As I listen to Ralph Abernathy and his eloquent and generous introduction, and then thought about myself, I wondered who he was talking about. It's always good to have your closest friend and associate to say something good about you. And Ralph Abernathy is the best friend that I have in the world. I'm delighted to see each of you here tonight in spite of a storm warning. You reveal that you are determined to go on anyhow. Something is happening in Memphis. Something is happening in our world. And you know, if I was standing at the beginning of time with the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now, and the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discussed the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would go on even to the great heyday of the Roman Empire. And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he tacks his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation and come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now, that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. And another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. Is nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. And also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. Right. Now I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding. And I'm happy that he's allowed me to be in Memphis. I can remember when Negroes were just going around, as Ralph has said so often, scratching where they didn't itch and laughing when they were not tickled. But that day is all over. We mean business now, and we are determined to gain our rightful place in God's world. And that's all this whole thing is about. We aren't engaged in any negative protests and in any negative arguments with anybody. We are saying that we are determined to be men. We are determined to be people. We are saying that we are God's children. And if we are God's children, we don't have to live like we are forced to live. Now, what does all of this mean in this great period of history? It means that we've got to stay together. We've got to stay together and maintain unity. You know, whenever Pharaoh wanted to prolong the period of slavery in Egypt, he had a favorite formula for doing it. What was that? He kept the slaves fighting among themselves. But whenever the slaves get together, something happens in Pharaoh's court, and he cannot hold the slaves in slavery. When the slaves get together, that's the beginning of getting out of slavery. Now let us maintain unity. Secondly, let us keep the issues where they are. The issue is injustice. The issue is the refusal of Memphis to be fair and honest in its dealings with its public servants, who happen to be sanitation workers. Now we've got to keep attention on that. That's always the problem with a little violence. You know what happened the other day, and the press dealt only with the window breaking. I read the articles. They very seldom got around to mentioning the fact that 1,300 sanitation workers are on strike, and that Memphis is not being fair to them, and that Mayor Loeb is in dire need of a doctor. They didn't get around to that. Now we're going to march again, and we've got to march again in order to put the issue where it is supposed to be. And force everybody to see that there are 1,300 of God's children here suffering. Sometimes going hungry, going through dark and dreary nights, wondering how this thing is going to come out. That's the issue. And we've got to say to the nation, we know how it's coming out. For when people get caught up with that which is right and they are willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory. We aren't going to let any may stop us. We are masters in our nonviolent movement in disarming police forces. They don't know what to do. I've seen them so often. I remember in Birmingham, Alabama, when we were in that majestic struggle there. We would move out of the 16th Street Baptist Church day after day. By the hundreds, we would move out, and Bull Connor would tell them to send the dogs for. And they did come. But we just went before the dogs singing, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around." Bull Connor next would say, "Turn the fire hoses on." And as I said to you the other night, Bull Connor didn't know history. He knew a kind of physics that somehow didn't relate to the transphysics that we knew about. And that was the fact that there was a certain kind of fire that no water could put out. And we went before the fire hoses. We had known water. If we were Baptists or some other denominations, we had been immersed. If we were Methodists and some others, we had been sprinkled. But we knew water. That couldn't stop us. And we just went on before the dogs, and we would look at them, and we'd go on before the water hoses, and we would look at it, and we just go on singing, "Over my head, I see freedom in the air." And then we would be thrown into paddy wagons, and sometimes we were stacked in there like sardines in a can. And they would throw us in, and old Bull would say, "Take them off." And they did, and we would just go on in the paddy wagon singing, "We shall overcome." And every now and then we'd get in jail and we'd see the jailers looking through the windows, being moved by our prayers and being moved by our words and our songs. And there was a power there which Bull Connor couldn't adjust to. And so we ended up transforming Bull into a steer, and we won our struggle in Birmingham. We've got to go on in Memphis just like that. I call upon you to be with us when we go out Monday. Now about injunctions. We have an injunction and we're going into court tomorrow morning to fight this illegal, unconstitutional injunction. All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest for rights. And so just as I say, we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around. We aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. We are going on. We need all of you. You know what's beautiful to me? It's to see all of these ministers of the gospel. It's a marvelous picture. Who is it that is supposed to articulate the longings and aspirations of the people more than the preacher? Somehow the preacher must have a kind of fire shut up in his bones. And whenever injustice is around, he must tell it. Somehow the preacher must be an Amos. He said, when God speaks, who can but prophesy? Again, with Amos, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Somehow the preacher must say with Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And he's anointed me to deal with the problems of the poor. And I want to commend the preachers under the leadership of these noble men, James Lawson, one who has been in this struggle for many years. He's been to jail for struggling. He's been kicked out of Vanderbilt University for this struggling, but he's still going on fighting for the rights of his people. Reverend Ralph Jackson, Billy Kyles, I could just go right on down the list. Its time will not permit, but I want to thank all of them. And I want you to thank them. Because so often, preachers aren't concerned about anything but themselves. And I'm always happy to see a relevant ministry. It's all right to talk about long white robes over yonder in all of its symbolism. But ultimately, people want some suits and dresses and shoes to wear down here. It's all right to talk about streets flowing with milk and honey. But God has commanded us to be concerned about the slums down here and his children who can't eat 3 square meals a day. It's all right to talk about the New Jerusalem, but one day, God's preacher must talk about the new New York, the new Atlanta, the new Philadelphia, the new Los Angeles, the new Memphis, Tennessee. This is what we have to do. Now, the other thing we'll have to do is this. Always anchor our external direct action with the power of economic withdrawal. Now, we are poor people. Individually, we are poor when you compare us with white society in America. We are poor. Never stop and forget that collectively, that means all of us together, collectively we are richer than all the nations in the world with the exception of 9. Did you ever think about that? After you leave the United States, Soviet Russia, Great Britain, West Germany, France, and I can name others, the American Negro collectively is richer than most nations of the world. We have an annual income of more than $30 billion a year, which is more than all of the exports of the United States and more than the national budget of Canada. Did you know that? That's power right there if we know how to pull it. We don't have to argue with anybody. We don't have to curse and go around acting bad with our words. We don't need any bricks and bottles. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, God sent us by here to say to you that you're not treating his children right. And we come by here to ask you to make the first item on your agenda fair treatment where God's children are concerned. Now, if you are not prepared to do that, we do have an agenda that we must follow. And our agenda calls for withdrawing economic support from you. So as a result of this, we're asking you tonight to go out and tell your neighbors not to buy Coca-Cola in Memphis. Go by and tell them not to buy sealed test milk. Tell them not to buy, what is all the bread? Wonder Bread. And what is other bread come to Jesse? Tell them not to buy Hart's bread. As Jesse Jackson has said, up to now, only the garbage men have been feeling pain. Now we must kind of redistribute the pain. We are choosing these companies because they haven't been fair in their hiring policies. And we are choosing them because they can begin the process of saying they are going to support the needs and the rights of these men who are on strike. And then they can move on town, downtown, and tell Mayor Loeb to do what is right. And not only that, we've got to strengthen black institutions. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown and deposit your money in Tri-State Bank. We want a bank-in movement in Memphis. Go by the Savings and Loan Association. I'm not asking you something that we don't do ourselves in SCLC. Judge Hooks and others will tell you that we have an account here in the Savings and Loan Association from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We are telling you to follow what we are doing. Put your money there. You have six or seven black insurance companies here in the city of Memphis. Take out your insurance there. We want to have an insurance in. Now, these are some practical things that we can do. We begin the process of building a greater economic base, and at the same time, we are putting pressure where it really hurts. I ask you to follow through here. Now let me say, as I move to my conclusion, that we've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in Memphis. We got to see it through. and we have our march. You need to be there. If it means leaving work, if it means leaving school, be there. Be concerned about your brother. You may not be on strap, but either we go up together or we go down together. Let us develop a kind of dangerous unselfishness. One day a man came to Jesus, and he wanted to raise some questions about some vital matters of life. At points he wanted to trick Jesus and show him that he knew a little more than Jesus knew and throw him off base. Now that question could have easily ended up in a philosophical and theological debate. But Jesus immediately pulled that question from midair and placed it on the dangerous curve between Jerusalem and Jericho. And he talked about a certain man who fell among thieves. You remember that a Levite and a priest passed by on the other side. They didn't stop to help him. Finally, a man of another race came by. He got down from his beast, decided not to be compassionate by proxy, but he got down with him, administered first aid, and helped the man in need. Jesus ended up saying this was the good man, this was the great man, because he had the capacity to project the eye into the thou and to be concerned about his brother. Now, you know, we use our imagination a great deal to try to determine why the priest and the Levite didn't stop. The times we say they were busy going to a church meeting, an ecclesiastical gathering, and they had to get on down to Jerusalem so they wouldn't be late for their meeting. At other times, we would speculate that there was a religious law that one who was engaged in religious ceremonial was not to touch a human body 24 hours before the ceremony. And every now and then we begin to wonder whether maybe they were not going down to Jerusalem, down to Jericho rather, to organize a Jericho Road Improvement Association. That's a possibility. Maybe they felt that it was better to deal with the problem from the causal root rather than to get bogged down with an individual effect. But I'm going to tell you what my imagination tells me. It's possible that those men were afraid. You see, the Jericho Road is a dangerous road.
That's right, that's right.
I remember when Mrs. King and I were first in Jerusalem. We rented a car and drove from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And as soon as we got on that road, I said to my wife, I can see why Jesus used this as the setting for his parable. It's a winding, meandering road. It's really conducive for ambushing. You start out in Jerusalem, which is about 1,200 miles, or rather 1,200 feet above sea level. And by the time you get down to Jericho, 15 or 20 minutes later, you're about 2,200 feet below sea level. That's a dangerous road. In the days of Jesus, it came to be known as the Bloody Pass. And you know, it's possible that the priest and the Levite looked over that man on the ground and wondered if the robbers were still around. Or it's possible that they felt that the man on the ground was merely faking. And he was acting like he had been robbed and hurt in order to seize them over there, lure them there for quick and easy seizure. And so the first question that the priest asked, the first question that the Levite asked was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But then the Good Samaritan came by, and he reversed the question. If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? That's the question before you tonight. Not if I stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to my job? Not if I stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to all of the hours that I usually spend in my office every day and every week as a pastor? The question is not, if I stop to help this man in need, what will happen to me? The question is, if I do not stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to them? That's the question. Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. And let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. And while sitting there autographing books, a demented black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was,